The following is an initiation lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
We should understand the purpose of taking sannyas by the example given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatya sudustada sure psitarajya lakhin dharmistha arjavatasa jadagadaranyam maya midang daitai fitamanna dhavat Bandhi Mahaprasati Charanaravindam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resident of this place where you are taking sannyas. So, what was the purpose of his taking sannyas? He was very respectable Brahmana, Nimai Pandit. This tract of land, Navadvip, is the place of highly educated Brahmanas from time immemorial. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to a very respectable Brahmin family. The son of Jagannath Mishra, his grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, very respectable persons. He took birth in that family. Personally, he was very beautiful. Therefore his another name is Gaur Sundar. And he was very learned scholar also. Therefore his another name is Nimai Pandit. So, in his family life, he had very nice, beautiful young wife, Vishnupriya, and very affectionate mother. And he was very influential. You know that in one day he collected about 100,000 followers to protest against the Qazi's order. In this way, his social position was very favorable, personal position was very favorable. Still, he took sannyas, left home. Why? Daitaye, in order to favor, in order to show mercy to the fallen souls of the world. So, he left a legacy that anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hailaja, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropakar. So, he exhibited personally how to do Paropakar, welfare to others, fallen souls. So this sannyas means following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Amar Agyai Guru Haiya Tarayi Desh Jare Dakho Tare Karo Kaho Krishna Pradesh. So not only we are trying to create a position that not only the Indians have got this responsibility, but according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone, prithivite ache jato nagaradigya, they should take up this missionary work. And I am so much obliged to you, you American boys and girls also, that you have taken this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. And by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are taking sannyas, some of you, keep it very perfectly, and go from town to town, city to city, village to village, all over the world, and spread this Krishna consciousness movement so that everyone will be happy. People are very much suffering there because they are murhas, rascals. They do not know how to adjust living condition in human form. This is the Bhagavad Dharma. Everywhere that the human form is not to become a dog, hog, pig. You should become a perfect human being. Shuddhita satya. Purify your existence. Why you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease? Because we are impure. Now, if we purify our existence, then there will be no such thing as birth, death, old age and disease. That is the version of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna himself. Simply by understanding Krishna, you become purified and you escape the contamination of birth, death, old age and disease. So try to convince the people in general, the philosophers, the religionists, we have no such thing, sectarian view. Anyone can join this movement and become purified himself. Janma sarthakari karo paropakar. So I am very much pleased. You have given already service to the society. Now you take up sannyas and preach all over the world so that people may be benefited. Thank you very much. Write your name, Viraha Prakash Swami. Viraha Prakash, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the symbolic of Viraha Prakash. Govinda Virahename. He says, Sunnayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. That is Viraha Prakash. That everything is vacant for me without Govinda. That is called Viraha. So, we shall be mad after Govinda. That is Govinda Virahena. Sunnayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahena. Thank you very much. Thank you.